Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
If you own a vehicle with less than 200,000 miles and have an auto warranty about to expire or no warranty coverage at all, listen up. CarShield has a low-cost, month-to-month vehicle protection plan that covers more parts than ever. Visit carshield.com/audio to find out how you could pay almost nothing for covered auto repairs. Drivers who activate this vehicle protection today will also receive free roadside assistance, free towing, and car rental options at no additional cost. Get your free quote today at carshield.com/audio. That's carshield.com/audio.
Nashville Christian school shooter appears to be a former student, the police chief has said. The shooter has been identified as Audrey Hale, 28, of Nashville, according to the chief of police, who said she identifies as transgender. This shooter, Audrey Hale, was a biological female that identifies as he, him on the LinkedIn page. Authorities believe that this transgender shooter previously attended the school. The Instagram account she had has been deleted. Creative Aiden, illustrator and graphic designer. What we know is NBC News has also confirmed the shooter is Audrey Hale. This needs to be a discussion about why are we advocating and supporting people who clearly are dealing with a mental illness, encouraging that mental illness by saying, good for you, little Timmy, even though it's Susie. It's a mental health issue. We should be treating it as a mental health issue. And this shooter identified as Audrey Hale, 28, of Nashville, was a woman who thought she was a man. That is tragic in its own scenario. What's even more gut-wrenching is the fact that in America today, we will encourage this mental health issue and act like it is not an issue. The Nashville police chief saying this earlier.
This case yet? Yes, we have identified the suspect. It's a 28-year-old female white, actually a Nashvillian, or lives in the Nashville area. We are have an ongoing investigation as it pertains to her at this
located
time.
Located her place of where she lived. You have officers there?
We have.
Was she wearing body armor?
I can't say that far into the investigation. I don't remember seeing it, but I can't say for certain if she had body armor on or not.
Does she have any connection to the church?
From my initial findings is that at one point she was a student at that school, but unsure what year, all of that. But that's what I've been told so far.
Did she give any word on social media, or has her social media been examined at this point?
The investigations are still going on at this point. Our federal partners, our state partners, we're all looking into that to see exactly. This is still fluid at the time, but we're looking at everything.
There has to be a real conversation about this. There has to be a conversation about the fact that in America today, we are advocating, supporting, or the establishment in the media of biological females to identify as men. There needs to be a conversation about what makes an individual clearly with mental health issues, heavily armed woman who says she's a man, gunned down 3 children in a case through 6th school, also murders 3 staff members at this Nashville school on Monday. Former student of the private Christian school. At one point, she was a student at the school, the Metropolitan Police Chiefs told reporters after the shooting at the Covenant School in Nashville. The shooter was identified again as Audrey Hale, 28, of Nashville. According to the chief, who said she identifies as transgender. There was no answers on Monday afternoon as multiple phone numbers, NBC News reports, listed for Hale's mother and brother went unanswered. According to police, Hale was armed with two assault-style rifles and a handgun when she was confronted by five officers. Two of those opened fire and killed her. A car near the shooting scene helped police determine who the shooter was. There was a vehicle that was nearby that gave us clues as to who she was, the police chief said. Investigators are combing through her home now. Police tactical units were spotted using a grenade-like device to get inside the house, which is listed at Hale's residence. This is a great family, and it's a tragedy, a neighbor said. Investigators are also looking to how the shooter got into the school. Doors are usually locked on the campus, officials said. How exactly she got in at this point is still under investigation. The chief praised the officers for taking on the shooter immediately, saying it could have been far, far worse. This is not normal. It is not normal. I want to make this very clear. It is not normal for us to do what we've been told that we must do, which is accept anybody who believes in anything or anything that deals with sexuality. That's not normal. It's not normal to try to radicalize kids by teaching them about cross-dressing, to teach them about gay, lesbian, transgender, bisexual, and all these other sexual things at such young ages. It is not normal to take your child to a sexually explicit show, a drag show. This is not normal. And there is evil in this country who want to exploit young people. There is evil in this country that want you to believe that this is somehow normal, and clearly it is not normal. It is a mental health issue. I genuinely, I've said this before, I have massive compassion for anyone that deals with mental health issues. I think we need to get rid of the stigma around mental health issues. I think we need to do everything that we can to make it clear that mental health issues need to be dealt with across the board in a very, very careful way. But we don't need to normalize mental health issues either. I have compassion for an individual that believes that they are trapped in the opposite sex. I can't imagine living thinking that you are actually the opposite sex. That is horrific. But the reality is we don't normalize it. Because when we do, there's still a mental health issue there. And I think that's clear today. There's still a mental health issue there. You have someone that was mentally unstable that decided that the best thing they could do was go and kill innocent children today. We see over and over again in these school shootings, it's a mental health issue. It's different ones, by the way, almost every time. It goes back to mental health issues, but you don't normalize and don't try to normalize mental health issues instead of getting the people the help that they need. And what we've decided to do in this country is say, oh, it's not a problem. We should advocate and advance and support. If a woman wants to claim they're a man, we should treat them as such. I will never do that. Doesn't mean I'm mean. In fact, I think it shows some compassion because I'm saying clearly you need some help. I hate that for you. You need help. I'm not judging you. I'm not angry with you. I don't dislike you. But this is a mental health issue. And we see many different categories of mental health issues at these school shootings. And what we see is it's not just a normal person that does these things. It's someone that's struggling with a mental health issue. Someone that's bipolar, manic depressant. It's someone that's dealing with sexuality and who they are. Right? It's someone that there's a multitude of things that we have seen with these mental health issues. And we live in a world now that tells everybody, oh, just act like it's all normal. Love is love, right? Everything's the same. Do what you want to do. Be who you want to be. It doesn't affect anybody else. It did today. Some people are going to criticize me saying this is too soon to have this conversation. And I would respond to you, no, it's not. This is exactly when we have this conversation when we're all in shock, because this is what happens when you try to normalize something that is not normal. It is not normal to allow young people who claim they're the opposite sex to go into the opposite sex's bathroom. That's not normal. It is not normal for the president of the United States of America to give out an award on National Women's Day to a dude. That's what happened at the White House this year. That is not normal. It is not normal to have a guy who's in charge of our government in the health department who is a man dressing like a woman. That's not normal. It's not normal to have a transgendered individual at the White House working there that steals women's luggage and gets fired for it because it's clearly a mental health issue. That's not normal. But this administration, there is a culture war in this country happening right now. And there are good and evil, and the side of evil is winning more often than the side of good because there's too many conservatives, and there are too many Christians, and there are too many people that are not willing to stand up for what they believe in. It is not normal what they're trying to do to our children in this country. It's never normal, by the way, to send your, to put a young child into a drag queen show. We have drag queen hours happening all over the country. And why are they doing it? To normalize it. They're doing it to normalize it.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
We can live in this world where we sit here and we live in this evil moment of up is down and down is up and left is right and right is left. We can live in a world where we try to accept everyone and everything and every radical extreme idea and normalize it. And if we do, what's going to happen is we're going to fail. And there are consequences, and we are living in those consequences right now. We are living in those times right now. You can relate this to every radical idea we've had in this country that's been a failure in recent years. Defund the police. Look at the Black Lives Matter campaign. It was nothing but a corporate grab of money, and a few people got rich, and the black community was never helped. Anybody going to investigate that, right? But it was Black Lives Matter, and billions of dollars were given from corporations and shakedowns. Where did the money go? We'll move on from that. We don't want to talk about that, right? Because we have to get woke and be Black Lives Matter. Somebody could have asked the question, where the hell is all the money going? We know now it was billions of dollars. Billions of dollars that was shaked down from these corporations because all these corporations are like, all right, we'll virtue signal with you. Part of that movement was defund the police. How's that worked out? In every single city where defund the police has happened, in every single city where they have had prison reform, bail reform, basically lawlessness, what's happened? More people have died, specifically minorities. If you care about Black Lives Matter, okay? If you care about Black Lives Matter, then you would stand up for Black lives that are being murdered in cities every single day. Where they have defunded and undermined the police, undermined law and order, undermined sanity. Sexuality is where the Democrats have gone all in. They want to indoctrinate your kids in schools at a very young age to be gay or lesbian or transgender or bisexual. They don't want your kid to just be straight. Right? They don't want your kid to just date the opposite sex only. They want them to experiment. They want them to be bi-curious. They want them to grow up in this form of evil. And we're too afraid to call it that because we don't want to hurt anybody's feelings. We're too afraid to be honest about what this is because we don't want to hurt anybody's feelings. Why would we ever hurt someone's feelings? We don't want to do that, so we just say nothing. Right? Everybody just wants to get along. We are normalizing serious mental health issues. We are normalizing serious mental health problems. And when you see today the news break in Nashville that a girl that identified as a guy went back to her traditional values school where she attended and decided her best option was to kill innocent children and three staff members, it is going to go back to mental health. You look at almost every one of these mass shootings, school shootings, there's drug abuse, marijuana. Oh, we've normalized that, though, right? Because smoking weed's totally normal now, right? We've given in on that. Well, it's no different than alcohol. That's the argument, right? Well, it's at least I'm not driving around killing somebody drunk, right? That's the other argument. We've heard a lot of different arguments. We've normalized it now. Weed's everywhere, right? We've lost the battle. The left won, right? The radical left won. Now we've got a bunch of kids walking around who are addicts. But they're not addicts because we've changed the definition of what an addict is. We've normalized it, right? It's totally cool to eat edibles. And then we've let them pervert the drugs, right? It's no longer smoking actual weed. No. We'll put it in gummies. We'll put it in brownies. We'll put it in edibles because that's how you get people hooked, right? Right. We put them in edibles. And then bam, now we're in a great spot. Now we can really suck in young people into drug addiction. We also know that marijuana is a gateway drug. There's no denying it. There's multiple studies that have been put out there, even by liberal universities and doctors, who said that absolutely smoking weed is a gateway into other hardcore drugs. And those that deal the drugs, they know that too. So let's get them hooked on weed, and then at some point they'll get bored or numb to it, and then they're going to need something else. And we'll be killing their brain cells the entire time. And then we'll get them hooked on some other stuff, some harder stuff, and then we'll own them for the rest of their lives because they'll be a slave to our drugs. Right? They'll be a slave to us. We're going to own them, folks. This is evil. And people are going to say, Ben, this is not the time to have this conversation. Yes, it is. This is the time to have this conversation. We should have been having this conversation a lot sooner than now, but people are too afraid of offending somebody. Oh, I don't want to offend anybody. That's the last thing I want to do, Ben. I don't want someone to be upset with me. I don't want to hurt somebody's feelings. I'm just going to stay in my lane and work the other way. Well, they're not staying in their lane, and I'm talking about those who are advocating for this evil. They're not staying in their lane. They're coming after your children, and they're trying to indoctrinate your children, and they're trying to tell your children that their radical ways of life are completely normal, and they are not. But that's what they're coming to tell you. That's what they're saying to you. There's also another problem here, and it deals with guns. And I'm not talking about gun control, even though Biden wants more gun control. When we know that there's this much evil in the world, why are we not advocating for more armed resource officers at schools, public or private? Because this Nashville Christian school had no armed resource officers. Gun-free zones don't work. It takes a good guy with a gun, just like these police officers that showed up in Nashville to take her out, to save the day. Every time, it's a good guy with a gun that's going to stop a bad guy with a gun. Of course, the media will not cover this at all. They will not cover the mental health issues here. Local law enforcement in Nashville has confirmed that the shooter is a biological female that identifies as trans. They said this in their press conference. They will bury this story just like they did at the Pulse nightclub. They will bury this problem that we have with mental health issues, just like we saw in Wisconsin. Both of those dealt with the same issues, the mental health issues that we've tried to normalize in sexuality because of people on the left who are hell-bent on normalizing mental health issues. When you believe that you're the opposite sex, that is not normal, and it should be treated as a mental health issue. It should not be embraced. And I've said this before, and I'll say it again. People are going to be like, well, Ben, today's not the day to talk about it. Then when is the day to talk about this? To quote all those on the left, thoughts and prayers are no longer enough. Why aren't we telling the truth about what's happening here? Because there's one thing that's consistent with these school shooters. There are mental health issues. Now let's talk about the gun aspect of this. It needs to be talked about as well. Why are we allowing our kids to be so vulnerable? Covenant School, the Christian school where an attacker killed three students Monday, did not have an armed resource officer on campus when the attack occurred. John Roberts of Fox News noted that during live coverage of the shooting at the Nashville area Covenant School. Nashville police spokesman indicated the attacker was a young woman who appeared to be in her teens, armed with multiple firearms. We now know that she was older than that. Robert said there was no school resource officer present at the school. It's a private school. It doesn't employ anybody from the National Police Department to look after the school. There were no armed resource officers, by the way, at Denver East High School when a 17-year-old student shot two staff members on Wednesday. Denver Public School Superintendent responded by announcing two armed resource officers would be placed on campus after they already had two people there that were killed. But you got to understand, there's good and evil, right? So what does the president say? White House press secretary came out swinging today. Biden wants Congress to pass more gun control. The White House press secretary didn't miss, right, a moment, because never let a crisis go to waste. Demanding that America listen to the president, and the Biden presidency wants Congress to pass more gun control after an attacker shot and killed three students at the Nashville Area Covenant School. They want this. During this press conference, she referenced the gun control that Senator John Cornyn, a Republican from Texas, worked with Democrats to secure in the summer of 2022, but stressed that Biden wants Congress to act to pass even more gun control. He said he wants Congress to act because enough is enough. How many more children have to be murdered before Republicans in Congress will step up and act to pass the assault weapons ban to close loopholes in our background check system or to require the safe storage of guns, she added. We need to do something. By the way, the majority of time we're finding out when these shootings happen, it's the guns were bought legally, owned legally. These background checks were not a problem. Everything was actually done the right way. You have to understand, they don't care about saving kids' lives. If they did, they'd talk about armed resource officers. If we care about kids, and we need to protect kids, and we need to have people at each and every school in America that are there to protect them with a firearm. Because every time these shootings go down, the first thing people ask for is police officers to be there with firearms. In Uvalde, Texas, in the school shooting there, we saw on camera, unfortunately, the chief of police there was not telling those guys to go forward and take out that shooter while he was still killing people in that school. We need teachers. If they're willing to carry a firearm, that's what we need to do. We need teachers. And those that work in a school, administrators, if they want to carry a firearm and go through training, we should allow them to do it, because we know what they do every single time there's a school shooting. They use their bodies as human shields, and they do whatever they can do to protect their kids from dying. We see heroes come out of every single one of these tragedies. We see the most brave men and women who will do anything to protect their students when these school shootings happen. The teachers are not running away. They're protecting their children. So why don't we let them protect their children? But the left has already said, no, more guns in the schools would keep, we have signs up to say gun-free zones. And we do. And every time someone decides to break that rule, they win. The gun-free zones have never won in our schools. Every single time a bad actor comes in and a bad actor decides to challenge a gun-free zone, guess what happens? The bad actor wins and we lose more children. Do I think, by the way, that guns are the only answer to the solution? No, because I'm not an idiot. But I think it's stupid to not have resource officers and anyone at that school that wants to go through extra training who wants to. I want to make this clear, because this is where people pervert this conversation. I do not want anyone to carry a gun at a school that doesn't want to carry a gun. I do not want anyone forced to carry a firearm who doesn't want to carry a firearm. I want to make that clear. It's sad that I have to say that every single time we have this conversation, but every single time I have this conversation, I'll get a bunch of crazies that will be like, how dare you demand that teachers carry firearms? They're there to teach reading, writing, and arithmetic. They're not there to be police officers. They want to be police officers. They would have signed up to be a police officer. I signed up to teach kids how to read and write and do arithmetic. Well, a lot of these schools, they suck at doing that. So I wouldn't want you to carry a gun, because you can't even do that part well in our public schools, because the teachers unions don't care. They just want to get paid.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
It's another part of this problem we have to talk about. And I'll deal with that part another day, but I'll go back to this point now. My children go to school where they're the first thing and the number one thing I care about is their safety. And I made sure they are at a school that where there are people there, multiple people there that are armed. I don't care if they're full-time police or if they are or if they are teachers and administrators, the more the merrier. If there's 50 guns on campus, I will sleep better at night. If there's 100 on campus, I will sleep better at night. That was a priority for me. We should make it a priority for every public school in America, because not everybody can afford to go to a private school, and our kids should be safe. And this was a private school today that did not have a resource officer. I guarantee you that's going to change now. We shouldn't wait until a school shooting happens at the actual school to change that. I want to make that also very, 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 very clear. Right? We shouldn't wait to that point. We should be able to protect our kids. And for Biden to come out and be like, oh, we're going for the guns. And the other part that was weird is he came downstairs. And it also just tells you a lot about this president. This audio is rough, okay? This audio is rough, and I'm going to play it for you in a second. But the president comes down talking about coming down for ice cream at an event instead of talking about the worst nightmare for parents today. He got to that point later. I do also want to go back to one other thing. This radicalization of transgenderism in this country, and you look at what's happened with sports. Swimmer Riley Gaines slammed ESPN for honoring an arrogant cheat trans athlete in Leah Thomas. And Women's History Month special as Thomas denies he's transitioned to win and says, I didn't have any other choice. They're celebrating this. At the White House, they gave away recently an award to a woman of the year that was actually a dude dressed like a chick. We have health experts under this White House, I'll say it again, that are dudes dressed like chicks. Of all the deserving female athletes in this country, ESPN, just to think about the propaganda here, decided to honor Leah Thomas, a dude, a cheater who couldn't make it with the men, and a man, and celebrated a dude in Women's History Month. But if you put your kids in front of ESPN now, they're going to see this filth. Maybe it's time to change the channel. Maybe it's time to see these corporations go broke. Maybe it's time to understand something, that's your job to protect your children. Protect your children from this type of evil and stand up to it. Don't. And again, you're going to, if you're offending people, you're probably doing something right. I've gotten to the point now where I walk around and people come up to me and they get in my face. People are more in my face now than they've ever been in my career. And that's how I honestly know that I'm making a difference. I'm not going to sit here and watch people do this to this country and to abuse children and to try to teach them that being anything but just straight or gay is what you want to do. Okay? I'm just not going to do that. I'm not going to sit here and tell my kid that it's normal for a dude to swim with chicks. I'm not going to sit here and tell my sons to celebrate men who are being named Women of the Year in sports. At the White House, being given an award. I'm not going to tell my sons that it's normal for them to want to wear a dress and to wear a dress and to become a woman. You cannot become a woman if you're a man. It's called playing dress up, but you're actually still a dude. And when you do this, okay, when you do this, I want to be clear about this. When you do this, what happens is it's a ticking time bomb. You're not doing anybody any favors. You're not doing anyone any favors. I want to play for you what the president did have to say after he talked about ice cream for literally a minute or two. Then he got over the podium and then he started reading from his remarks. Here's what he had to say.
Just want to speak very briefly about the school shooting in Nashville, Tennessee. You know, Ben and I have been doing this our whole careers, it seems. And it's just, it's sick. You know, we're still gathering the facts of what happened and why. And we do know that as of now, there are a number of people who are not going to, did not make it, including children. It's heartbreaking, a family's worst nightmare. And I want to commend the police who responded incredibly swiftly, within minutes, and the danger. We're monitoring the situation really closely, Ben, as you know. And we have to do more to stop gun violence. It's ripping our communities apart, ripping the soul of this nation, ripping at the very soul of the nation. And we have to do more to protect our schools so they aren't turned into prisons. You know, the shooter in this situation reportedly had two assault weapons and a pistol, two AK-47. So I call on Congress again to pass my assault weapons ban. It's about time that we began to make some more progress, but there's more to learn. But I just wanted to send my concern and hearts out to so many parents out there. I've been to so many of these sites, as Ben knows, by virtually every one. And one of the things you folks should, I know you do know, but you should focus on. You know, just like when in the military, when my son was in Iraq for a year, other places, so many members of the military coming back with post-traumatic stress after witnessing the violence and participating in it. Well, these children, these teachers, you should be focusing on their mental health as well. And so I'm grateful. Anyway, sorry to start off that way, but I couldn't begin without acknowledging what happened.
President certainly didn't mind immediately going into pushing for gun control. By the way, he doesn't know in background checks. He doesn't know if she did or did not have a background check. Okay. He doesn't know if she had multiple weapons. He doesn't know what weapons were used, the point that he made that statement, but it doesn't matter because they're going to push their agenda every single time they have an opportunity. And this was that moment, and this was that moment where there was an opportunity to do it, and he was going to take it. They're not backing down, by the way. Have you noticed this? Like, they're not backing down. Okay, like, they're going to keep going forward. They're going to keep pushing no matter what. They're not going to stop. And they're going to indoctrinate your children if you don't stand up and protect them.
An official message from Medicare.
A new law is helping me save more money on prescription drug costs. Maybe you can save too. With Medicare's Extra Help program, my premium is zero and my out-of-pocket costs are low. Who should apply? Single people making less than $23,000 a year or married couples who make less than $31,000 a year. Even if you don't think you qualify, it pays to find out. Go to ssa.gov/extra-help.
Paid for by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
So a couple years ago, I hit 40 years old, and man, did things change. I didn't have the same strength and vitality that I had before, and I didn't have what I wanted, and that was the ability to work out and have a blast doing it. So then the pounds started packing on. Well, thank goodness I found Chalk, C-H-O-Q, and they're helping real American men just like you maximize your masculinity by boosting your testosterone levels up to 20% over 90 days. Now, I've been taking the Chalk Vitality Stack for over a year now, and not only am I working out, I've now lost 50 pounds. So if you're ready to maximize your masculinity today, go to Chalk, C-H-O-Q.com, and use promo code BEN for a massive discount on any Chalk subscription for life. C-H-O-Q.com, code BEN, limited time offer. Subscription is cancelable at any time. Chalk.com.